Welcome, one and all, to this week's very special episode of Ladies with Gumption, episode 181, All Kinds of Complicated. We are the Ladies with Gumption. We recap DCTV in a flash. I'm Tatiana, and I'm here with
Jessica
and May.
Woo! You can find us at DCTV Gumption on Twitter. You can find us at ladieswgumption at gmail.com if you want to send us your long and juicy feedback. Or ladieswgumption.tumblr.com if you just want to fire off some quick and easy asks that we will respond to within 30 minutes to 30 days. You never know. It's very fun. You can also
like playing Russian roulette.
Exactly. You can also find the podcast itself. Obviously, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and Patreon. For the low, low price of $10 a month or more, apparently. We love it. Either way, you can listen to us talk about anything and everything. MCUverse, HBO Max shows, Netflix series. And you can submit requests for Patreon episodes. We will very, very soon be doing a Batman one. Woo!
And then we also got a request for Turning Red, which I think...
Yay!
Would be a good one. Too.
That is a good one. Yeah. So we'll be doing that one soon, but not as soon as Batman. This is not really news, but Rescued by Ruby is on Netflix now.
Why are you giving him free promo?
Because I want to say something very important. Apparently, a Twitter detective, counted how many times Grant kissed his love interest in Rescued by Ruby. And the number was a lot more than zero. So, okay. We ask, once again, why are West Allen not boning down?
Those are questions that need answers. You should ask us, Eric. Like, why? You
well,
know.
I didn't she know did. That he'd be kissing his Rescued by Ruby.
Oh, well, you asked him about the Pushing Daisies thing.
I did. Well, but that was what I did. Yeah. I mean, that is what I did. And he was like, we get closer, but not all the way, which obviously meant they're not going to kiss. And I was like, okay. But anyway. So it's not Grant having a problem with infecting his baby. Check that one off the list.
it's rough out here for West Allen fans. Just rough out here.
Yep, it is. It's rough waters. Like, at this point...
It's gonna get rougher in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Bro, it sure is. I mean, at this point, it really does feel like... I think we've talked about this before. It feels like 2A. It feels like it's just like, what are we gonna do now?
It feels almost worse than 2A, because at least 2A... Like, she may not have been in it, but they may have been focusing on her feelings, but I feel like she was in it more than what we have seen her so far.
Yeah, she was in it more, and also you knew where it was going. There was not actually, like, there was only, like, the panic of people who don't understand narrative television, where it's going. Whereas here, it's not like I'm suddenly afraid they're going to divorce or whatever, but it is just, like, where is the story going? Like, what is the point of giving her this, which we will talk about. But anyway, the format is Joy. No Joy feedback, which will probably be more No Joy. Perhaps we will do some predictions. Perhaps we are totally out of predictions because the Flash currently sucks balls, but we'll see. And then finally, we will nominate the Lady with Gumption of the Week.
Can Candace get nominated? Like, can Iris be nominated for like a 1 minute scene? Who knows? Let's find out.
We will find out. Can Jenna be nominated for not appearing in this episode?
Or at least getting an honorable mention?
Exactly. Or Cecile for giving us a break. Find out after the break of us actually talking about The Flash. Okay, so take it away.
May?
Yeah. Side A, The Flash, the one and only show this week that we will be reviewing. So to recap what happened, when Goldface invades the CCPD, I feel like invades is a very strong word, Barry and Kramer must trust and rely on each other if they're going to make it out safely. At the same time, Barry is hesitant to give Kramer a direct line to The Flash despite having worked with CCPD since he started out as a superhero. Meanwhile, Caitlin, who is now dating a man named Marcus, learns a valuable lesson while out with Frost and Mark because she's envious of how easy dating seems for Frost. Also, Allegra and Chester are super awkward together, and Iris gets a minute of screen time to remind us that her time sickness story is the only interesting thing happening on the show right now. Stefan Plaszynski directed the episode written by Christina M. Walker. What sparked Joy? Did anything spark Joy?
My stream wanted to save me from watching this because there's like flashing like fatal error, like 505 error, goodbye kind of stuff. I was like, okay, I guess I won't watch it. And then I found, someone on Twitter was kind enough to get me a stream that worked. And so I was able to see the last half. And so I just now saw the first half. And I will say, I think that of the two plots that we were given, Barry and Kramer's plot was much more enjoyable and interesting. I think there is an interest. I think Barry's being ridiculous, first of all. Just give her the phone. Get a bat signal or something. But it was a good kind of like argument, debate, or whatever about how the Flash and CCPD can work together and should be able to work together. And I think she had really sound reasoning as to, we have a vigilante basically as the Flash, and you say that you're cooperative, but I'd like to have a little bit more communication, an open line of communication, which I think is a reasonable debate. So it's interesting to see Barry try to make excuses, and then through this situation with Goldface, him learning to lean on her and trust her more, because they have like an episode together in the same way that Kramer and Joe had bonded through stress. Now Barry gets to bond with Kramer through stress and gets to kind of understand her more. And I like that part of her reasoning of wanting to have a contact with the Flash is the fact that she's still working through her powers and that she is afraid of what all that she could do. I've always liked Kramer, unlike Tati, who was a hater back in the day. So, I enjoyed that storyline. I thought Goldface was, I think he's funny. Like, he's, it's very cheeseball, of course. It's just lucky you didn't have Amunet also there, because then that would just be, like, super over the top. But, his little back and forth with his lackey buddy and, the fact that he and Amunet see Dr. Finkel as well was I like Sharon Finkel is getting all the money from everybody in this town. So that was a cool little throwback snippet. And then the only thing that two things I can say that I liked about the Caitlin Frost double date thing. I like that Caitlin's boyfriend's name is Dr. Figus, because that's a plant. And I liked how, because it seems like with Frost and Mark that, and how straight-laced Caitlin is and her boyfriend, that it would not be a match. And I was thinking Caitlin was hoping that it would not be a match, but they got along so easily with like all the plant talk. So I thought that was like fun from their side. And then afterwards when Mark was talking to Caitlin about taking a stick out of her ass and opening herself up to love again. If I cared about the characters, I would be like, yeah, it's time for you to get back out there, Katie. So narratively, I thought, there were some nuggets there. But I just, the words were there. I'll say that. Words were there. Yeah. And of course, this goes without saying, but like the last minute of the episode is what we've been kind of waiting for. And it feels like these interludes they feel like they're wasting time to get to this. But the fact that Iris is still, first of all, Joe, retirement, he's like, okay, let me go to Ethiopia and figure out how to make blah, blah, blah. He just has like all the time on his hands. But the whole mystery of stuff happening, and now it's not just hairbrushes disappearing or forks disappearing. She's actually losing snippets of time. And when Joe came back, he said that she had asked him to get something. So I'm just wondering like how that all like unfolds. And, I would assume that we have this in the last minute of the episode because it's going to lead into the next week's episode. But that was nothing in that in the trailer, so we'll see. Yeah, she looked good though.
She did. She sure did look good. That's one good thing we can say about this I don't know what you want to call this, if you want to call this season 8B, is that Iris's outfits, which she wears for 1 minute at a time, are looking fabulous. Yeah. We are loving how she is dressed up, how she is styled, et cetera, et cetera. Good for her. So yes, the one Iris scene at the end of the episode and the chat with Joe was fun. I did enjoy how, like, they were like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like, wow, did you go to Ethiopia? Like, this is an Ethiopian dish. Look at right? us.
No more like, grandma noodle dishes. And
exactly. Like, that was funny. But overall, I did like having a little hint of the Iris and Joe dynamic back, and even the little shadow of Jenna, of like Jenna being an actual person who has actual feelings she's about things.
She's not invited to dinner, but exactly. She's right here in the house
because she was like, "Fuck you guys! I'm only having chicken nuggets and going upstairs." It's like, okay, we stan Jenna West, not want to be in this episode, and we support her. Aside from that. Yeah, I do think that they're at least, even though, again, it's literally like 2 seconds at a time, it's cool that they're building up the time sickness thing. It's only retroactively a problem because, like, when they started it, it literally was just Iris wasn't even in the episodes. They were just like, and now Iris is sick. How weird. And then they're like, well, you have this time sickness. Blah, blah, blah. Nonsense. So at least this time, like, I could just pretend it has never happened before.
And I would like it to, like, ratchet up because in Armageddon, she told Dion to like stop repressing it so I can fix this. So I would assume going into that, like now that we've gotten past like the West Island kids, it's understandable that it's not in there. But here, like I feel like it should be like ratcheting up like significantly.
Right.
Because if it was there and then you suppressed it, I'm assuming it's fighting back under there. So now that you've let it out, it's got to come out, you know?
Exactly. So I'm expecting we're going to see more and more as it goes. So I just hope that they hurry it up. However, yeah. I'm glad that at least we are, like, first episode, we notice it. Second episode, she notices it. So, then we'll see what happens next. Aside from that, I did not remember Goldface's first episode at all. Remembered nothing. But when he came on this episode, I was like, this guy's kind of fun. I enjoy the way he speaks. I enjoy his brand of humor. I love how much he mentions Amunet and like their relationship and building.
You don't remember his first episode?
No, I don't remember it. I don't remember him. I don't remember him.
That was the Valentine's episode.
I remember the chemist part, but I don't remember anything he did.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that was the Valentine's episode with Amunet and Faker.
And that's when they actually were parallel to West Island. It wasn't Iris, right. But still.
Yeah. Right, but it was fake Iris. But yeah, I did not remember it when he came on. I was like, who is Goldface? I just knew that he had been on before because there had been an episode called Goldfaced or whatever. So anyway, point is I did not remember, but then he came on and I was like, oh, I like this guy. He's fun. I enjoyed him talking about Amunet and Sharon Finkel. Love you. Come back, Sharon. But anyway, also the chemist callback was a lot of fun that he kept calling him chemist throughout. And I agree that, you know, the Kramer and Barry storyline was interesting. I liked them actually working, you know, well together. Kramer actually being a good detective and Barry having to work around his powers as CSI man. And then also coming swooping in afterwards and be like, oh, my God, I guess I missed it. Like, sorry about that. As a Flash was fun. Taking me back to the olden days, because it's been a while since Barry has had to pretend to not be the Flash for a little bit. Iris, looking good. Everything good. If I have positive things to say about the Caitlin and Frost storyline, I guess it would just be that it's nice, as someone who, like, begrudgingly, like, respects Caitlin's existence, it is nice to have her be concerned about things that are not directly connected to Frost. Because, like, obviously it is still because of Frost that then she's contemplating her relationship versus Frost relationship. But, like, the real issue is her needing to get out there as opposed to her just being like, I am here to, like, babysit Frost kind of thing. So I guess that's good. May must speak.
Like, I'm ready to talk about the dislikes, you know?
Like, I'm ready.
Ready. I guess if I also have something nice to say about the Caitlin Frost storyline is the conversation with her and Mark, because I don't like him in general, but the fact that he was just like, you know, you need to stop this. You need to like stop looking at other people, comparing yourself to other people, like get out there on your own and do your thing. Like, you know, Ronnie's been dead for years at this point, right? Like, and they've been hinting at that most of the season. So it's nice to finally have that be a conversation that is happening so that we can propel her storyline forward and, you know, see what's going to happen with Ronnie's return or however he returns. I also like Barry and Kramer in general, just because, like, I like Kramer as a character. Like, I feel like she's grown as a person over the course of her time on The Flash. And the fact that, you know, she had like a moment where you're like, well, Flash just drops off, you know, people, criminals in our foyer or whatever, and like just leaves them there. So like, we need a direct line to be like, hey, what exactly did they do?
Right?
What to do with them? Like, that's not how this works.
It was kind of funny because he's like, because when that happened and she said that, I was like, yeah, like, how have they been doing this for the past 7 years? And Barry's like, well, this is how it's been for the past 7 years. I'm like, well, how did y'all function?
I wonder always if it's like Barry as CSI would take over. Yeah. Like, this is what they did, blah, blah, blah. But also, now that Joe's not there, like, you see the disconnect, and this is where, like, she comes in and be like, this is not how, I don't know what's going on here, you know, there needs to be some sort of communication, since he had that communication with Singh and Barry and Joe before. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense, and, you know, Gordon also has a direct line to Batman, he's got his own little signal and everything, so this is kind of like the next step in that relationship. I'll save the other part for the dislike section, but I do, again, I like Kramer, and I like their conversation in general, and I also like the fact that, like, Barry was actually at his job, he was actually being a CSI, he was figuring things out in that way, because he couldn't necessarily be the Flash because of the handcuffs, and I like the fact that Kramer was actually able to figure out that he was the Flash without, he's like, I'm going to reveal to you my secret identity. She's like, Barry, please. I know who you are. Please stop messing around. I'm not stupid. So I like that for her because, again, it just shows how intelligent of a person she is. And the fact that, like, she's not going to let this one go over her head. Clearly she understood what was going on. So that was great. And also, you know, Barry continues to just reveal his identity to everybody. Which is not necessarily alike, but, you know, it is a through line in the show. And, of course, the last scene with Iris, because I feel like it is the most interesting part, the most interesting storyline going on right now that is, like, continuous in every episode so far, because it's intriguing. Like, I don't know where it's going to go. I don't think we're going to get as much of it as we want to, but it's still interesting to see, like, why she's disappearing from, you know, the time, and why she's like, what is happening with her and how this even came about, because it wasn't a thing before. So I'm interested to see where it goes, and the 1 minute is not enough, but that is a dislike. So speaking of, what did we not dislike? What did we not like in this episode?
I did not like the whole identity reveal, just because I feel like it's dumb at this point that so many people know that he's the Flash, or especially because they're like, oh, I already knew you were the Flash kind of thing. And it's just like, you know, contrasting to season one and people like actively, I wish they had that energy that they had towards Iris in season one of actively trying to like not let other people figure out that Barry is the Flash
or whatever.
Like, yeah. That. And also it's the other thing that makes it stupid is that he goes to her originally. Like, he zooms in and hands her a little comm thing, like a little Flash phone. Stop there! Like, why does she also need to know who you are? Like, if she, because that kind of like defeats the purpose. If she knows that you're Barry, then she'll just go upstairs and be like, Barry, I need the Flash. You know, what was the purpose of, like, here's a phone. Oh, and by the way, here's who I am, and I work with you. So, you know, so I just thought it was just, like, extra for nothing. And, you know, if she's smart enough to figure out he's a Flash, fine. I don't need to know that she knows. It could be like how it was with Singh, where he knew, but it was never like addressed or anything. You just pretended like you didn't know. And that would have been like fine. But it's just like the whole, you know, at this point, you might as well, like, I don't know how it's so hard for him to keep his identity a secret. Like, Kara has glasses and she's able to do it, you know? So yeah. Yeah. That was kind of like just not annoying in this episode in particular, but just as a series in general, how they've handled his secret identity. He might as well just come out to all of Central City and just be like, I'm Barry Allen and I'm the Flash.
which would make for an interesting storyline, but they're not going to go there, so it's unfortunate.
The one half of the episode was mildly entertaining. The other half was a struggle, more so just because of the acting. And I would, yeah, it's really kind of like Frost and Caitlin, and Danielle's like doing her best trying to play two things at once. And I still like Frost more than Caitlin. But I also feel like the way that the build up to the date with the whole Caitlin stomping in the middle of Chester's live, like, look at all these pictures of them having fun. Isn't this awful? Was kind of like, you know, and the fact that they are able to, like, Frost and Mark, like, I don't really care enough about this couple to care about all the dates that I'm missing seeing them on, but I'm also annoyed that they get this kind of life in the background of the story when we can't even get something tame on screen for Barry and Iris and haven't been able to do that for like a while. And then you also have like Chester and Allegra and all these little awkward, like, we get it, you play D&D, you don't have to say that every time you interact with each other, first of all, but also the all of the awkwardness and stuff with them, we get to see it play out on screen. But we don't get to see that with Barry and Iris. The date itself on between Caitlin and Frost, I just felt like I get where they were trying to go with it and how they had to build it up. But I just feel like it was very, she was being very judgy for no reason. Like, she looked bad in front of her date too. So it just didn't make her look good, which, I mean, she is judgy. So that's part of her character trait. But she was just going above and beyond to embarrass Mark in front of Marcus, which they have similar names. Like, why? Why? Why are you doing this to me? But yeah, I just feel like she was trying to make him look bad, but in turn, she looked bad in front of her date. So boo to her. And then the fact that, you know, the most interesting story in this back half of the season is Iris's time sickness and wanting to know what happened with it. And we only get 1 minute of that story and no promise of it appearing again in the next episode. And we only got like a 15-30 second snippet of that in the previous episode. And so it's like you say it's a big part of the season. Where is it? Like, what's happening with it? Why are we dealing with all this other kind of stuff when this is a big part of what is happening with her? And we assume will have a big impact on Barry in his life and the future, their future with their kids and all this kind of stuff. So why aren't we seeing more of it? Are they trying to drip feed us until the end of the season? And if so, like, you know, what happened to Eric's so-called graphic novel arcs where he's like breaking up things into different, you know, when are we going to get the heart of the issue of what is happening with her? I don't want to have to be, you know, this mystery every single time. Because I was telling Swara, like, it's interesting, but if I keep seeing, if this is all I keep seeing of this storyline, it's going to get really annoying really quickly. And it's already, you know, this episode is already starting to get like annoying. Like, tell us what is going on, or just like resolve it and have her be back into the story, because it's just not working right now.
It doesn't feel like, even though it's better than how they handled it when it first started, it really just feels like a story that currently exists because for whatever reason Candace isn't in these episodes as much. Like, they're like, well, we'll just drop a little hint here and then we're gonna move on, you know, there's nothing else going on. And you can see that, I would think, even in the way that they had Goldface talking about Amya and how working together actually has made the relationship stronger, because before they would separate their like stake, like hideouts, and separate their teams and like whatever. And
sounds now like we are the Flash to me, except exactly. We are the Goldface or whatever.
Exactly. That's what it sounded like, the perfect setup for a storyline that episode where for whatever reason Iris and Barry are like dividing up, like she's doing whatever journalist thing and he's doing whatever thing. And then by the end of the episode, they decide that they're going to team up on this search or on this like case or like whatever. Like that just makes so much sense. Like I can't imagine that they wrote that in without correlating it to Iris. And yet Iris is nowhere to be found. He's not even like Barry makes a face like he's thinking thoughts. And so you think that that would then take you to like an Iris scene, but it doesn't because there's no storyline there. So it just feels like it feels very forced. It feels very abrupt. It feels there's like this is just
also like a one-sided like invitation to join the conversation when Goldface is talking about he and Amunet seeing Dr. Finkel, and Barry's like, "I'll see Dr. Finkel." Right. That was like an invitation to say, "We see Dr. Finkel." Blah blah blah.
Exactly, you know? Exactly. But there's nothing. There's nothing. So it's just super. It's super weird to me. Like I don't understand what is going on, and I feel like it cuts into. Like, even if the show was giving me a good storyline that was engaging to me personally, and the way that Iris was not in it as much felt like it was part of the story. Like, for example, the mirror storyline with Iris being kidnapped and Barry being very concerned about that and trying to get her back, that feels like it belongs there, right? Like, maybe we're not getting the Iris that I would necessarily want to get, but I understand the purpose of the story. Whereas right now, it's not. It's totally disconnected, and it feels like we have just taken Iris out for... you know, reasons. Like when Cisco would be like, "I have to go now to Atlantis. I will see you in 3 episodes or whatever." Except that they're like still, you know, having her in episodes. So she just pops in for a minute to be like, "I have time sickness, but I don't know it. And now I know it." So anyway, so I hate that. I also hate the way that they're going about Chester and Allegra after having incorporated them into the future or alternate, whatever. Because I liked how Chester and Allegra was going before that. And now it feels like there's like the meta awareness that that's where it's going. So now they have to be awkward. Like they want a date, but for unknown nonsense reasons are not actually asking each other out. Whereas if I was going to be writing them in a way where like, hopefully someone would like them, even though I think everyone would just be set against them no matter what, I would want to show them actually just working together or even just start with showing a D&D session and how that makes them see each other differently. And then it's just natural. And then it can be awkward once they hook up, not because mm-hmm. we hooked up in like an alternate future timeline that I don't know why we would even know about. We are now going to be awkward because we feel it in the present or whatever. Just stupid. Yeah. Just stupid. So I don't like it. And I don't understand why they're doing it. And speaking of just like forced weird ways of making dynamics happen, why would you start up this little double date situation with Frost and Mark, is he Mark or Marcus, whatever, and Chilblain having just gotten back together after he ditched her? Like, why wouldn't you show him earning her forgiveness? Not that I want to see it, but if I was writing this with the intention of someone liking it, you would show the build towards that and him earning that forgiveness and him being the person that understands Frost and that does respect her and blah, 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 all that shit he said in his psychoanalysis of Caitlin, where it sounded like he was also seeing Dr. Finkel. But anyway.
That would have been funny.
Yes. Dr. Finkel is like...
We are better now because we saw Dr. Finkel.
Exactly. That would have been hilarious. But anyway, the point is that it just like, it's all just telling you. It's never showing you anymore. And I think that is very unfortunate. I don't know why anyone would think that is better writing. I don't like it. And so, of course, if I was Caitlin, I would be like, why are you together? This is terrible. The last time we saw him, he stole some shit and ditched you. And then before that, he was killing people. Like, what's happening? So
I wish if she was going to complain, I wish she'd be complaining more before this about right. that. So it wouldn't all feel like it's just building up that she's being a bitch like today.
Right. Exactly. It's because there's no... like buildup doesn't exist anymore, which is why we're so surprised that they're even trying to build up the time sickness by having one scene an episode where Iris is like, "Oh, that's weird." So anyway, it was just dumb and I don't like it. I just feel like it's just sad to think, I've said this like so many times now, but it's just sad to think how like before we could complain about Iris until like the way that Iris was treated, you know, and all day long until the sun went down, until the cows came home, whatever else it is that you say. But it was a good show we were invested in, you know? Mm-hmm. And we're like, if they would just fix Iris, they would just fix the way that they treat Iris, then we would just be happy. I wouldn't even be mad anymore. But now it's like, it was, that would be like the least you could do. Like that would still, if you only gave Iris more time, it would just still be a garbage show that was once good. And we could just be like, well, I can't be mad at it. It's not like, you know, it's not glaringly wrong, but it's just not good anymore. So anyway.
It is not good anymore. It's been such a struggle. And I say this even though it's only been two episodes into this like back half of the season. But it's been a struggle. And I don't, again, I will defend filler episodes, but these interludes are unnecessary because I don't feel like they're actually giving us anything close to relevant for the season's arc. We don't even know what the season's arc actually is at this point. There is no villain. There is no, you know, overarching theme. There's nothing. It's just meandering. And it's like really frustrating because we still don't really know how many episodes there are in full this season. And it's still a shorter episode season than previous seasons. So it's like, it just feels like they're wasting so much time when they could be giving that screen time to, you know, Iris. They could be giving that screen time to like anything that's more interesting than having to see like Frost and Caitlin go on a double date. And I think it's really frustrating on the Caitlin part because, you know, up until this season, we've never heard her talk about Ronnie, like only a little bit right after he died, right? And then it's just kind of been crickets. And then now she's talking about him again or being frustrated about like the whole dating scene. But her even judging Marcus for being a criminal or for like Frost dating him, he's like, oh, he's a criminal or whatever. But she fought so hard for Frost, who was also a criminal.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't show that she's grown since her judgy self of season one. And, like, it's just really sad for anyone who does care about this character. Like, I would be really mad because it's like she's not grown at all for 8 seasons. And that's just terrible writing in general for her. And then even, like, they mentioned leveling up again, and there was that scene at the end where like Barry's trying to get out of the cuffs and they do a flashback to like Caitlin, they're like, well, you've really leveled up. I was like, this is really unnecessary.
Like,
I
don't wait, think, yeah, like, how does that help at all
in the scene?
Yeah,
you know,
and especially because Cecile told him like you leveled up in the same episode.
Yeah, like
you could have just Cece had him say to himself, like, come on, Barry, level up. You know, like that would have been like, oh, yeah, theme point without actually.
Yeah. And, and it goes back to like, I don't know, the sense of, there's like a sense of juvenile issues with the show now. Like last episode too, even like the editing is juvenile because it's like you're reminding us of things we as fans who have seen the show from the beginning. We know you don't have to flash back to those moments to remind us that they happened, you know? Like, occasionally that works if it's, like, something that was so minor that people forgot about. But you've repeated level up so many times, and Barry doesn't need a pep talk anymore if he is truly leveled up or a reminder that he is this powerful. So it's, like, really unnecessary. And, yeah, I mean, the secret identity thing was, like, funny in the moment, but the fact that it's just become an issue that everyone knows who Barry is, it's just really annoying. And the fact that like we get, I think I mentioned, was I live tweeting? I don't know what happened. I posted a tweet about like Iris's time sickness. Like finally we might be getting to this. And someone was like, it hasn't even been that long since they introduced it. I was like, it's felt like years, honestly.
Yeah.
Since they introduced, I mean, it hasn't, they had like, done nothing with it.
It was last season that they introduced it. Like, yeah. Come on now. They've cured it and it's back now. And we still haven't seen shit.
Exactly. And I think what's most frustrating is that, like, post-Armageddon, we know that Iris has regressed with regards to her time sickness. So I would assume good writing would put in a scene between Barry and Iris talking about what happened and where do they go from here now that this has happened. Like, do they call upon Dion again? Is that going to be a thing? Like, where is he in this situation? And, like, how are they going to go forward with this now that she's got it back? So mm-hmm. It should be a conversation that,
or if that scene with her and Joe had been her and Barry, or Barry been there at the West house with them to see her be like, you know, confused. And then that could have led into something the next episode.
Yeah, and it just feels so, it just feels so disconnected from everything. Like, everyone's, even if everyone's doing their own thing, it doesn't feel like it's part of a whole. It's just a bunch of characters doing stuff. Yeah. And it doesn't amount to anything.
Yeah. Even Joe's reaction to her being like, oh, I was like, I was out of it, or like whatever he said, and then him be like, that's a food coma, instead of like actually being like, oh, like, are you sure it's nothing more concerning? Like, do we not know that she recently had this and that it was being, you know, repressed or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. And it worries me too, because it's like, yes, this is gearing up to be an Iris storyline, but I don't want it to be her being on her own trying to figure things out. You know what I mean? Like, it would just be terrible, and then it's terrible writing. So I'm very frustrated with the show right now. I have no hope for it to get better, but hopefully our feedbackers might feel a little more hopeful. I don't know. What do they have to say?
Let's see what they have to say. We have, am I correct that it's Sonia and Anita? That's it?
Yes. Suarez too. Suarez.
All right. Sonia, although this episode was pretty filler-like, I liked seeing Kramer and Barry teaming up and Kramer carrying out the metas of the city. That is true. It was nice for her to speak up for the metas that before she was trying to kill. So, yay! I liked seeing Barry quickly taking down all those criminals, and I loved Kramer's displeasure at the Flash just dropping criminals off the precinct with no information. Why is Caitlin's boyfriend named Marcus and Frost's boyfriend is named Mark? I feel like that has to be on purpose, but like they're not doing anything funny with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you could have made a thing out of that, but they did not. Speaking of Marcus, I loved when Chester was like, maybe he can control plants because he's a botanist, but also because Danielle's character in Sky High could do that.
That's a nice little thing that you, two dots that you connected there, Sonia.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
I don't know if that's what they were thinking, but you connected them.
Like, I've connected the dots. You haven't connected anything. The karaoke scene was so bad. Why do they always put Danielle in these scenes if she can't sing?
Let the karaoke stuff go, guys. Come on.
Who at the Flash do I have to bribe to get Iris and Barry to do a karaoke scene together? Goldface again. Thank God Amunet isn't here. They're both so annoying, but even more annoying together. Oh, I liked him separate. I gotta say, I thought he was fun. I did like the scene where Goldface is on the phone with Amunet and the nickname and the lovey-dovey talk. LMAO, the white whale comment with the henchman thinking he was talking about pirates and Goldface being angry that his henchman doesn't know Moby Dick. He is a literary criminal. Allegra and Chester flirting with each other, with her bringing him sandwiches and helping him film videos was cute, but I honestly just don't care, and I'm not the only one. And I know I'm not the only one who doesn't care about Frost and Mark. Why is Eric so obsessed with ships no one cares about and shafting the ever-living fuck out of West Allen? That is so true. And like I said, why doesn't he write them in a way to inspire anyone to care? He obviously, like people can say, like, well, he cares about all the ships and not West Allen, but it's not like he's doing them any services either. There's just more of them. It's just not good. But anyway. Caitlin voicing her opinion on Mark was one of the only times I've ever liked her character. Kramer using Goldface's powers against him, and he didn't match with my Albert comment. I love her, LMAO. Barry was smart to take the cuff off and use his powers to run away from the bomb. Caitlin saying the last time she went all in on someone, she lost everything, meaning Ronnie. And also the last time she liked someone, he turned out to be evil, because she definitely flirted with Jay in season two, but I guess we're forgetting that. Okay. So yay for the Jenna reference. Too bad Iris was only in the last 2 minutes of this episode. It was such an interesting scene with the food disappearing, Iris losing out on time, and her eyes glowing green. I didn't even notice the eyes glowing green. Hopefully this time sickness. Hopefully the time sickness storyline doesn't disappoint. Wonderful. I agree with you. Now, Anita. Wasn't the guy knocking off jitters the same one who pulled the epic source jewelry heist? We are without the brilliance of Cisco and Team Flash. A mishmash this week. So the ESG robber guy will remain the ESG robber guy. Barry has to cancel plans with his wife, while they've been trying to have a baby for 9 months now. Well, good thing Joe was in this episode, but back up. Did Joe really tell Barry he would trust Kramer with his life because of what they went through? And is pushing for Kramer to have the exclusive alert app so he can send his side view in from texts? All of this happened in front of Cecile.
He's so bold with Cecile right there.
And she didn't even notice. Kramer could snatch her family and she wouldn't bat an eye. Chester and Allegra's awkward bungling and Caitlin and Frost's snooze fest were unimportant, but the editing for Caitlin and the Killer Frost scene at the bar was pretty smooth. Yeah. I streamed the episode, so I paused the chat on Chester's live. Was it Switch? How does a story editor who's supposed to level up and take over for Iris in a few weeks have time to play game show hostess? And wait, just another damn minute. Did Goldplate, did that on purpose, just say that he and Amunet have a great relationship because they work together? Yet this episode had the audacity to keep Wes Allen apart. That's what I'm saying! Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We know that if Iris had tried to check in on Barry, she would have known something was off. She would have tracked him somehow, and she would have told Barry to remember to put in brown contacts, speed grow a beard, and vibrate his voice around Kramer, and retrieve the charred bracelet. But I have to say that Goldplate, quoting Herman Melville, Star Trek, and having a BA in literature from Yale, was worth a faint smile. I'm so glad he managed to crack a faint smile out of you. But that's all this episode got for me, a faint smile. I noticed this morning on Twitter that the chatter for The Flash was meh, and the chatter for West Allen was dragging Eric. It was a no from me. Except for the last minute when we saw Iris and Joe. Her lame time sickness is mysterious, and not much is really moving forward. The symptoms show up here and there, but none of it is connecting. What did not spark joy? What about the rest of this spark joy? Is that what you're telling me? Is that Kramer is a meta and will now be training at Star Labs and going out.
Oh, that's true.
Yep, we do not need this in our life. But, oh well, we have it. We have it! And that's that on Flash feedback. Has this feedback inspired any predictions from us?
Well, I prophesy with my third eye that the end of this season, since the time sickness thing is taking so long, I don't even know. Like, I feel like she'll be stuck in the future forever or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they'll just do like a redux of season 4 where Barry just like, well, I'm just going to live in the future with you. And then that's the thing. Like in season 4, like when he's like, I'm just going to go to the Speed Force and go away forever. I feel like they'll do that. Something like that, where they go off into the future together to live or whatever. And then if they don't have a Series 8, then that's just like Barry's like retired happily ever after. But if they do have, Series 9, if they do have a Season 9, then obviously something will happen in the present. And they're like, we have to go back to the past and then just keep going from there. So that's my prediction.
I like it. May.
Oh, well, you know, I'm usually dry in this area, so I will continue to be so that I'm so uninspired by this show right now.
Yeah. I can't really think of anything TBH. Other than, I mean, I do agree that, you know, it might be, like, good to, like, follow. Like, I would hope that we're going to get to see Iris go somewhere through this and follow her in that way and not just disappear off the screen.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like... Hopefully we see her go, or first of all, hopefully figure out why she has it in the first place, and then wherever she gets stuck, because I feel like that'll be the thing that, you know, and that's probably why Eric was like, she has to train Allegra to take over CCC Media. Apparently she's not planning on staying in this time that long, so wherever she goes or wherever she ends up, I hope we get to see that place. And then I think that Barry will just be like, well, I'm just going to go. We're just going to, you know, she can't move, so I'm just going to go over there and retire. Mm-hmm. They've got plenty of metas in this city and plenty of people that have, quote unquote, leveled up to handle Central City without the Flash. So that's what I think they'll do.
Interesting. I like it.
True. I was going to say something and I can't remember. I would hope that, you know, we get reverse flashback somehow. Because that's still
supposed to be. He's supposed to be in there.
But, like, I don't know. I want it to be connected to Iris's time sickness, but I doubt
it. Maybe that's where she gets stuck. Maybe she gets stuck in the future before Eobar becomes the reverse Flash. And then that way, if Barry's gone up there to live, then he'll be there to destroy Eobard's life so badly that Eobard has vowed to, like, destroy Barry.
That would be awesome, actually. I would love that.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
Exactly.
Do we have a Lady with Gumption of the Week? Is there a Lady with Gumption of the Week?
I feel like by default it has to be Kramer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Kramer for not just figuring out the Barry of the Flash, but also holding her own when it comes to Goldface and figuring out, you know, taking the first step to really controlling and using her powers.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. All right. Kramer for the win. Listen to us next week as we talk about Naomi is going to be back and then Flash also. Same bat time, same bat place. You can always reach us at ladieswgumption.tumblr.com or send us all your thoughts to ladieswgumption@gmail.com. And until next time, fare thee well, everybody.
Bye. Bye.